Living with It. Written by Bev Aisbert and read by Miranda Nation. Does this look familiar? Fear. Mind racing, dizzy, disorientated. Sleep disturbance, visions strange or blurry. Dishevelled, difficulty swallowing. Fast, shallow breaths, breathless. Heart racing, palpitations. Nausea, lack of appetite. Tight muscles, trembling. Legs like jelly, sweating or shivering. Restless, wanting to run. And overall, feelings of fear and dread that seem to come from nowhere. Well, you have just joined thousands of people who have panic attacks, also known as panic syndrome or disorder, or anxiety syndrome or disorder. But there is good news. Good news section, you are not alone. At least 5% of the population has experienced panic attacks, and there may be many more people who, for various reasons, keep their panic hidden. Others may not experience actual panic, but suffer very high levels of anxiety and unease. And everyone experiences anxiety at some stage in life. Yours is just turned up several notches. You are not dying. Though it may seem that way at times, these are only feelings and ideas. Both will pass. Some people mistake a panic attack for a heart attack or think that their heart cannot take the strain. But the heart is a tough muscle. It can cope. After all, this is only temporary. You are not going mad. What you are experiencing is a combination of fearful thoughts and physical sensations, arising as a natural consequence of long-term unresolved stress. Let's face it, you have never handled stress very well, have you? And, the best news of all, you can beat this. You will get better. Panic stations. It seems that out of a clear blue sky, you are suddenly struck by the most overwhelming sense of terror and dread imaginable. Your first instinct is to run, to flee from this agonizing fear. You go into full panic mode, your heart races, you feel faint, you shake, you sweat. You can't imagine what could make you feel this terrible, so you search for a cause. You decide you must be dying, or going crazy, or that you will faint. Eventually, when these sensations subside and you find that nothing awful has happened to you, you breathe a sigh of relief. You have had your first panic attack. You have met it.